Hello, welcome to Speakeasy Evening. I'm seeing your host for the most here on 104.6, hosted by the lovely people from Planet Evim. So thanks very much to them. This is our first show. You might be wondering what Speakeasy Evim is. Well, let me tell you, Speakeasy Evim is run by people with living with disabilities. We are a cool bunch of people. We don't bite. He can't even hear me. He'll find out. Well, I got a joke to throw in. What do you get underneath a cow? I'll tell you what, you get a patch on the head. Well, we got an exciting show coming up today. But first, here's some music. Speakeasy Evim. Hope you enjoy it.
Here. Today's Friday, the 16th of April, 2021. It's Love Generations.
Is this love? Is this love? Hey!
No, don't stop. Stop. No.
This is Speakeasy FM. You like your radio station? Run by young adults living with disabilities. For those who don't know, I'm here my station manager, Greg.
Hello.
But he doesn't have a disability. He's just pretty old and crazy.
Yes.
So, Greg, tell me, what do you actually do here? Because I'm not sure we actually do anything.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Besides sitting in here and talking rubbish with you, I do the technical side here. I try my best. I work with all of our different DJs and try and see what makes them tick and how we can build some radio around them. What do you reckon? Am I doing an okay job?
So.
Okay.
Greg, so I've got a song for you, Greg.
I do, yeah.
Anchor Me on Speakeasy FM.
Okay, Steve, it's enough now. I'm Amy. I'm the host of Speakeasy FM. So this is fun and does a boogie, and it's Friday night. I'm taking it now for good.
Sunshine, yeah. Moonlight. Good times. Good times. Don't you blame it. Sunshine. You just got it. Moonlight. You just want it. Good times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blame it on yourself. Sunshine. Ain't nobody's fault. When you're on that boogie.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon. My name is Amy McCallum. I'm the host of Spooky Sierra. I'm with my boyfriend, Michael.
Hi.
Michael, do you know I was in the band?
Band? The Restless?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me and Lucy, Mesa Singers in Restless together.
Yeah.
So, I started the Spoosters. I was 21, actually, when I first started.
How many are there still?
And I saw this also since the beginning. Hmm. Where everybody came along and took over.
Yes.
But me and Mom did it together. So cool. I did it also, and I did the musical as well.
Cool.
So, this is my favourite music from me and my family. We'll play it every year since we're little. It's Rod Stewart of Fiddler of Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Yeah.
Now, Ben's, we're going to show to get on with. Sorry about it, guys. Man, those two do not know when to stop. Lucky I do. Well, up next, we got a song from Chatham's Jukebox. Hopefully, it's nice and short and sweet. Here on Spooky ZFM.
Welcome back to Chatham's Jukebox. This little old band from the Texas has had the same three members since they began. Back to 1969. Let's hit
The Highway. Is ZZ Top. We'll be right back.
at the FM, and now I could call it Emmy.
So that's how I jump into my heart from Anton John. Michael, what's the best date?
Oh, it's a bad date.
Yeah, no, really best date of you and me.
Okay, at the Jackson, my dad later. At the party, my birthday. Sorry, Greg. All I said, oops. I got that again.
Do you know my date is?
Yeah.
Because my date is going to be, at home, make a homemade dinner. And some flowers. Kindled on the table. Sitting next to the fire. You and me sitting down with our dog, Finny. And have some couple of Pepsi Max in a wine glass.
Yeah.
And a bit of kissing in that.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect date. I want for an anniversary.
Yeah. No sooner, guys. I don't know. Quite a kiss. Quite. Okay, at the FM.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM.
Yes.
And we're joined with?
Ben.
Shah.
Hello, Ben.
Shah. Hi, T.A.
Hello,
how
people.
You? How are you, T.A.?
Cool. Fun fact about Ben.
Yes.
Very good soap maker.
Yep.
Bit of a singer.
Yes.
And I hear you're quite the cook.
Yes.
Awesome. Is anyone you want to give a shout out to, Ben?
Sarah, hi, Mum and Dad. Today.
Cool. Anyone who knows Ben probably could guess what song I'm going to play next.
Happy.
It's a bit of a theme song for Ben.
Yeah.
What's this one called, Ben?
Happy.
On Speakeasy FM. It might seem crazy,
if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm the happy club alone, if you feel three. You get rid of me that easily. I'm the host with the most. I'm Lisa Rook. We're going to be having a little chat. Don't worry, I'll check back in with you later. Here on Speakeasy FM.
My name's Amy. We're on Speakeasy FM. I'm with my friend Craig.
Hello. Hope you guys are all enjoying the show. How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Good. How have you been lately?
Tired, but tired? Good. Yeah.
Yeah? Late night?
Yeah. Had a Miller's Day thing last night.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's good.
Is that... Oh, you mean you were colouring in the things for Mother's Day?
No, I went out for dinner.
Oh, so like an early Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother had got a day off of work last night, so we all had dinner with him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
It's New York Grill in Newmarket.
New York Grill.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Steak.
Oh, man. Yeah, I imagine it'll be steak.
It's quite nice steak if I go there.
In Newmarket?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out one day. All right, so people are still getting to know you on Speakeasy FM.
Yeah.
So this is our time where we'll kind of have a chat, and you're going to tell some stories.
Yeah.
Let people get a chance to know who Amy McCollum is. Yeah. Cool. Now, you're a mum to a lovely little dog.
Yes, I am. Yeah. She's lovely, but it's a nightmare. But naughty.
Yeah. Oh, well, how old is she now?
One.
Naughty age.
Yeah. I turned her off last night. She ruined the pillow.
What'd she do?
Well, we came back from last night from dinner.
Yeah.
And I saw all the white stuff on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my mum's pillows from the TV room.
Oh, no.
I was shouting at her. And doing that finger at her. And she knows it's naughty.
Oh, the finger wing. Is that how she knows?
Yeah.
If you wave your finger at her.
Yeah.
Then what does she do?
I don't want to spank her, so...
Oh, no.
I'm terrified of spanking her.
Yeah. So what does she do then? Does she...
She...
Run away, or...?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And she crawling to me and apologize.
Oh.
And she came down to my room.
Yeah.
And I wanted mom and dad to start talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
So she came to my room, gave a proper eyes at me and apologize.
Oh... It's quite hard to say no to the puppy eyes, isn't it?
No, but I tell it, you do it again, so I made her like a blanket.
Oh, yeah?
So if I do it again, I'm taking her blanket off her.
So that's the big warning.
Yeah.
Because she loves her blanket.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us the story of when you got Vinny?
I got her before lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, I'm running for my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The name's of the dog called Vinny.
Yeah, your uncle, Vinny.
Yeah.
You named her after him.
Yeah, I did.
Because when he died...
Yeah.
He left you money for...
Yeah.
In his will, and you got little fluffy Vinny.
Yeah, and I was a big thing for my uncle.
Yeah.
For me a dog.
Where did you get her from?
In Hampton.
Yeah, so did you have to do the big drive?
Yeah. I hadn't never been to Hampton before then.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time.
What do you think of Hamilton?
It's really nice.
Did you manage to find anything to do in Hamilton?
Not really. It's all boring stuff. To the genre.
Hamilton's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a boring place to go.
Yeah.
So what?
My dad went there as well.
Yeah, I've been there once or twice.
And the time is not really your cup of tea anyway.
So how long did you have to stay in Hamilton for?
I didn't stay. We just drove back home after.
That's how most people treat Hamilton, I think.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Hamilton.
Can we play one of Stones?
Yeah, is your dad a Stones fan?
He knows them.
He does know them, yeah?
Yeah.
Him and a couple of other million, I think.
Yeah.
All right, then. Should we play one for your dad?
Yes. Dad, stop being grumpy. And just listen to this song. It's your song.
So Speakeasy FM.
Thank you. We finally made it to the end of our show. Jeez, thank you to our wonderful listeners.
Didn't think we'd make it.
No, I don't think we'd make it either. Man, what a journey it's been. It is such a journey. We've had lots of nice guests coming on. We've had a sports star. We've had a rugby star on the show. Man, he had good abs too. They went as us as Greg's though. I've enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to send a request,
ask any questions.
Ask any questions. Email us at speakeasyfm@gmail.com. Come and have a nice cup of tea with Greg Jacobs. He's not single, but you can ask him. So how far do you want to Greg to open the show?
We're closing the show.
Okay,
I can't remember. Did we do the show?
How you enjoyed the show? See you next week. Same time, same place. Here on Speakeasy FM. That was a bit crap.
Down.
Waking for the CIA, they wouldn't.